We come now to the last of the presentations. Our brother Brian Baptiste will take up the characteristics that are in new birth. Brother Baptiste.
Amen. Once again, I want to say what a joy it is to be with the saints on this platform, enjoying things from the divine side or from God's side of things. Just want to have a short word of prayer. Blessed God and Father, we commit the word into your hands and ask that thou will use it for your glory and help us indeed, O God, as we lay hold upon these things. Truly, thou hast opened up the thoughts of thine heart, the counsels of divine persons, truly that we may grasp what thou hast shared and opened up to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We commit this time into thy hands, asking a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we have the task of presenting the character of this new birth, or the features of new birth, or the moral aspects of it. How morally it was seen and how it can be seen. It is true, as scripture sets forth, what is true of Christ as a man is true of all those who are born again. I want to repeat that. What is true of Christ as a man is true of everyone that is born of God. In the book of Luke and chapter 1 and verse 35, it tells us, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And the verses were also read in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 5. What is true of Christ as a man? He was born of the Spirit. We also are born of the Spirit. Those things have been established for us, clearly set forth in the Word of God. And as Brother Sam has brought before us, that though he was born, Jesus began to be in Bethlehem's manger as a man. But he is the eternal Son. He is the eternal Word. He is the Father's constant joy. And this is so wonderful that it tells us in the scriptures that he, the Word, became flesh. It was made mentioned. And dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten with the Father, full of grace and truth. What a blessing great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, in a man, the man Christ Jesus. It tells us that in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14, and 1 Timothy, chapter 3, and verse 16. As a man, he set forth the character or features of new birth. Now, we want to make this distinctly clear. In him was life, and his life was the light of men. It was made mention. This life never had a beginning. We came into this in time, but this life was set forth in all its character, in all its features, in this man, the man Christ Jesus. I tell you, it's wonderful. It tells us here in the book of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. He says that we are partakers of the divine nature. Now, saints, we are not divine, okay? We are not divine. But the thing is, we have received the divine nature. We are born again. The word, as it were. So God says, how can I show to man what this life is all about? Where can we see it? In all its fullness, in all its splendor, in all its glory, indeed, that answers to God and his delight. In other words, God had to send a man. He had to send a man to bear witness, indeed, of this new life. Nothing that God is going to reproduce in us or manifest in us wasn't seen in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was first seen in him, the man Christ Jesus. And I want to run through some things that we have in our outline. The first thing we want to look at is in Psalm 40. And we are going to make some strides because since I have a problem sometimes, don't know when to finish. But in the book of Psalm chapter 40 and reading verse 7. Then said I, lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. These verses are found in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. They answer prophetically speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, you find two aspects that he set forth. In verse 7 of chapter 10, he says, then said I, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. That is the Son speaking. I am coming in to do thy will. But then when you get into verse 9, he says, Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. That's the man, Christ Jesus. That's the man, Christ Jesus. No, this life that has been manifested in Christ, or this new birth, the character of this new birth, of this divine nature, seeks God's interest. It seeks God's interest. This is why he came. Listen, I delight to do thy will, O God. These features comes with the new birth. Indeed, and is seen in the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I always do those things that please the Father. His delight was to do his will. Not my will, but thy will be done. This is the cry. This is the character of this new birth. Not only so, it tells us, in the same verse, going back to the book of Psalm and verse 40, he says there, thy law is written within my heart. What a profound statement. Not only is the interest there, but God's word was his delight. God's word was in his heart. Do you know in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, this law, indeed, that was in Christ's heart, and he delighted in it, was to man an administration of death. It was also indeed a curse, the book of Galatians tells us. And it was an administration of condemnation. But what happened? It tells us of Christ. Indeed, he enjoyed God's word. Indeed, this word indeed was in his heart. He says, thy word indeed is in his heart. And what it means, it brings before us that the new nature or the new birth and the character of it, it enjoys God's word. It enjoys God's word. It tells us that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Indeed, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. This is what it strives on. It enjoys God's word. And I tell you, indeed, when a person is genuinely born again and know the Lord Jesus, and that work of God has been done in the soul, indeed, they have a desire for God's word. This is where the Lord Jesus stands out, indeed, from all the sons of men. The very word that brings condemnation to man, he was delighting in it. Didn't he say in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4 and verse 4, indeed, when the devil commanded him to make these stones turn bread, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. This is what man should live by. In other words, it was not only his delight, indeed, in his heart. It was his very sustenance. It was his food. It was his food. And he enjoyed God's word. He is the man, it tells us, who meditated in God's word day and night. And whatever he doeth shall prosper. That's the man. And these are the same things are going to be reproduced or seen in the life of those who are born again. Wonderful. It tells us, you know, this new birth yearns and desires and desire and move to enjoy the things of God. That's what it strives on. And that comes from new birth. When you see people have desires for God and desires for divine things, it's the new birth. It's the new birth. That's why sometimes you have to question if some people are born again, if some people have this divine nature. Indeed, it wonderfully, indeed, displayed itself in Christ. So God says, hey, indeed, you believe, indeed, this is a fairy tale. It is set forth in Christ. Not only so, it tells us, it seeks God's portion because it's Godward. It responds indeed to holiness. But where was this seen first? This was seen in Christ. It tells us, brethren, when we read John's Gospel, chapter 17, and we hear him there in his high priestly prayer, morally so. Indeed, you hear him saying, Father, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that you have given me to do. Now glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I tell you, listen to him. This is what it seeks, to glorify God. And likewise, we find it is reproduced in us. What do, indeed, this divine, this new birth, this divine nature, this new nature that is in us, born of God. Know what it says? It tells us we offer up something to him. Appreciate this place of access. Praise God to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto God. Indeed, beloved saints, what it is, it seeks God's portion. Want something for him. It yearns, indeed, as it were. It seeks, as water seeks the level from whence it comes. All water run down to the sea level, you know. Likewise, indeed, this new nature, this new birth, this new life, indeed seeks the source from whence it comes. It comes in, it desires to come into the presence of God. That's why I can understand. Indeed, it says, having boldness to enter into the holiest of all. Indeed, come in and enjoy divine persons. But not only so, it seeks manward. It is said of the Lord Jesus, you know. It is said that God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. It said of him, he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. For he came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Yes, we are those. Indeed, as the word says in chapter 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Listen, we as holy priests, no, we are royal priests. It tells us we are to set forth the excellencies of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. What do? We want to bring God to man. That's what we want to do, bring God to man. And that's why the scripture tells us, the Lord Jesus says, I sent you into the world. Indeed, why? To do what? Didn't they say of Peter and John, they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they took note that they had been with Jesus? Oh, it tells us also in relation to Christ. When it comes to this nature, do not sin. Christ knew no sin. He did no sin. There was no sin in him. Indeed, beloved, indeed, and the new nature, do not practice sin. It says it also loves God. But you see that in Christ first. It tells us in John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 31, that the world may know that I love the Father. Likewise, it's reproduced in us. It loves indeed God, just as the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only so, remember, it believes that Jesus is the Christ. Caiaphas asked that question. And Caiaphas asked, art thou the Son of the Blessed? Jesus says, yes, I am. And you should see the Son of Man coming. Did he tore his clothes? The Lord Jesus asked Peter, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Indeed, some said Jeremiah, some says one of the prophets, one John the Baptist. But who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. What a blessing. Features, indeed, of this new birth coming out in all its grandeur in us. But first, seen in the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us, likewise, it overcomes, it loved the brethren. Listen, it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. He told, indeed, as it were, Mary, go tell my brethren, I have sent to my Father and your Father, my God, your God. It tells us he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Indeed, likewise, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Brethren, listen here. This, indeed, new birth, this new life, loves, indeed, those, indeed, who are of the family of God. Likewise, it tells us, it overcomes the world. Where was that seen first? It was seen in Christ. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In other words, he went through this life. Went through this life victorious. I have gained the victory. That's what it means. This new birth will pass through this life victorious as he did. And closing, it tells us, it keeps himself. Listen, that verse, he keep himself from the evil one. The devil desires to sip us as wheat, to get us off this pathway. But what did the Lord Jesus do? There was nothing in him to respond to the devil. Oh, I tell you, what victory. What victory. We have that nature. There is something in us that will not respond to the dictates of the devil because we are partakers of the divine nature. Listen, it is grand. Look at him. And when you look at him, realize this is the life. This is new birth manifested before us now to be seen in us. As he was, so are we in this world. Thank God for the work of divine persons and giving us this divine nature to manifest. What a mighty God we serve. Now you ask God, why you did that? And the answer will come back loud and clear. Because I did it for the delight of my own heart. There'll be many in this universe just like him, my son, the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless us for his name's sake. Amen.
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 Amen, brother.
Amen.
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 We've come to the the selection. So, brethren, we open to those who have the selection to share it with us.
Pleasant the night. Our song for this evening is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me and the cross before me. The world behind me and the cross before me. The world behind me and the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Jesus, you take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.